This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Coming up, the monthly nature commentary, written and narrated by ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz. COVID-19. We're all aware of the impact on humans' everyday lives, and on this feature, how our planet is affected by this pandemic pause.
350 parts per million. It's at that concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere that scientists agreed we could some version of hold the line against climate change. We were at 350 in 1988, when NASA scientist James Hansen testified before Congress that we were beginning to feel the effects of climate change. For reference, before the Industrial Revolution, the global CO2 concentration is estimated to have been about 280 parts per million. And already then, there was an understanding that burning fossil fuels may result in global warming. As I write this in late May 2020, we're at 417.69 parts per million CO2 in the atmosphere, up 3 parts per million from last year. At these levels, no one knows what might happen next, but no one is predicting good things. Of course, there's little debate now that the planet is warming, and the predicted consequences are ominous, to say the least. Bill McKibben's book, The End of Nature, and his subsequent work have been sounding the climate change alarm for over 30 years. And 17-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg is motivating millions of young people to demand that grown-ups and leaders finally do something to ensure a livable planet for their generation. It truly seems crazy that, since before 1988, we have known that we are changing the climate, we have known that the consequences could be disastrous, we have known that we could do things to address the problem, and yet humans have failed to take meaningful action. Then along came a pandemic. This year will mark the largest ever annual fall in CO2 emissions. Of course, this is not how anyone wanted it to happen, and sadly, the COVID situation is causing a lot of suffering. But having said that, this great pause feels like nothing short of a miracle in the fight against climate change. And in addition to reduced emissions, there's cleaner air and less noise pollution. Almost everyone has more free time and families are spending more time together. We're spending less money on things we don't need, and there's a renewed emphasis on supporting local farmers and businesses. We have begun the sea change that was necessary to save the world as human habitat. And we are already enjoying the benefits. Imagine some version of this new world minus a pandemic. Seriously, who wants to go back to normal? No matter what the future holds, this is progress in an uphill battle against climate change. And we owe it to the children to keep doing the right thing. All journeys, no matter how long, begin with the first step, and we have made the first real step toward arresting climate change. We don't know how the journey will end, but for the sake of our kids and all the kids that will come after them, we must keep this going. Because failing to protect innocent future generations cannot be an option.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, who wrote and narrated this feature, which he recorded in the Trail of Tears State Forest in Union County. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.